It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, Wells Fargo announced something that could change the way the traditional banking industry works with newer tech firms focused on managing funds for small business. Think about when you connect one application to another application. For instance, you want to connect your Spotify account to your Facebook account. Those two applications are connected with something called an API, or application programming interface. APIs are used all the time in programming to help different applications talk to one another and work together. In this case, Wells Fargo wants businesses who use separate accounting software to avoid putting in their precious passwords and banking numbers every time they want to connect Wells Fargo with that software. The other idea here is to stop something called screen scraping, where small businesses give their precious banking credentials to a third party, financial tech companies like Mint or Intuit, who then use them to get access to a bank and pull data for the customer. Well, we called up Kristen Moyer to help us understand all this craziness a little bit better. She is research VP and analyst with Gartner. Kristen, screen scraping is kind of controversial. How come?
It's controversial because the customer is responsible for loss if they give their username and their password away. So the customer, not the bank, would be responsible for that loss. The other thing is that third parties may go in and take more data than what the customer actually thinks they're taking.
How could an API change this? Would an API kind of help both banks and newer financial institutions kind of coexist and work together better?
Definitely. So the benefits of using APIs for data sharing are that customers then don't have to share their user ID or their password. And since they're not sharing their user ID and their password, the bank then would be responsible for any kind of loss that occurs.
Why is Wells Fargo then choosing to do this?
So the reason that Wells Fargo is wanting to do this is that it improves security for their customers. And, you know, the alternative, if a customer doesn't want to provide their password or their user ID, is that they have to enter that data manually. And that's just a really difficult process.
So this particular partnership is about using APIs for small business. But if you're a regular user who's using one of these finance management apps, what are best practices?
Well, I think the best practice is if you wouldn't share your bank user ID and password with a friend, you don't want to share it with anyone else. If you've already shared your bank user ID and password, something that I would definitely consider doing is change your password and then enter your data manually. And this is just a temporary solution, Ben. I think that within 12 to 24 months, this may not even be needed anymore. I think the use of APIs by banks and aggregators will be much more prevalent in that time frame than it is today.
Kristen Moyer, she is Research Vice President and Analyst with Gartner. Kristen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
There are many holy grails in the gadget world. One of them is the flexible screen that you could roll up or fold and unfold. A few companies, including Samsung, have been teasing bendable screens for a while now. Well, this week, a report in Bloomberg citing unnamed sources suggested that Samsung is readying not one but two phones with flexible screens. They could launch early next year. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief at CNET, and she joins me now to talk about this rumor. Lindsay, this report is unconfirmed, but we've seen these kinds of screens before, right?
Oh, absolutely. Samsung has been showing off flexible displays since as far back as 2013. Both Samsung and LG, another Korean manufacturer, have been really working on showing off various kinds of bendable, flexible displays. So this kind of technology has been in the works and has been really blowing people's minds now for quite some time. And, you know, we are actually seeing some light versions of this in the wild already. You've got Samsung's Galaxy Edge phone, which has curved display.
Right.
It's not something that you can actively bend, but it is a bent display and that exists right now.
Now, there are reportedly two versions that might come out soon.
One of the devices that might come out as early as the first part of next year, according to the rumors, is a smaller phone that would bend in half like a compact. Sort of like the Jetsons version of a flip phone. The second idea is a sort of normal size phone, 5 inches or so, and then it unfurls into a display that's as large as 8 inches. The idea is that this phone could act as a phone and then kind of expand into something that's a little bit more like a tablet.
Why do you think this might actually be useful to a consumer?
Honestly, the first versions of this are probably mostly going to be aimed at the idea of looking cool. That said, the farther that these manufacturers can get with the idea of a flexible screen, the more durable phones might be, right? So if you think about the ability to worry less about whether or not your screen cracks when you drop it.
Yep.
So the idea of a more durable screen, the idea of more durable hinges, and phones that simply just kind of roll with the punches a little bit better is really attractive.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, always nice to talk to you about crazy, weird ideas of the future.
Thanks, Ben.
And Snapchatters will notice the messaging app just released a redesign. It lets you subscribe to Cosmo, BuzzFeed, and other official Snapchat publishers. The changes are geared towards boosting Snapchat's revenue by increasing views for media companies and their advertisers. MTV, by the way, reportedly has 11 people making snaps. I would make fun of that, but guess what? They are bringing back MTV Cribs to Snapchat. Snaps of celebrity homes, hilarity ensues. Color me subscribed. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.